If you have your Bible, turn with us tonight to Matthew chapter 13. Bible says, Matthew chapter 13, verse 53, "And it came to pass that when Jesus had finished these parables, he departed thence. And when he was come into his own country, he taught them in their synagogues, insomuch that they were astonished and said, Whence hath this man this wisdom and these mighty works? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And his brethren James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? And his sisters, are they not all with us? Whether then hath this man all these things?" And they were offended in him. But Jesus said unto him, "A prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house. And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief." I want to preach tonight just a little bit, a simple thought, a simple message on they didn't believe. They didn't believe. Now Jesus came, Bible said he came and he had finished the parables that he was preaching. Now he was preaching the parables of the hidden treasure. He is preaching the parables of the pearl with great prize. He is preaching about the parables of the dragnet and the separation between the good and the bad. He was preaching those, and as he came out and he finished preaching these parables, he parted and came into his own country. And the Bible said that he taught there in their synagogues, insomuch that they were astonished and said, "Whence hath this man this wisdom and these mighty works?" And now they ask the question, who is Jesus? I believe that's what the world's asking tonight in the day and hour that we live. Everybody around us that don't know, praise God, is asking, who is Jesus? Well, I want to say tonight, I'm glad in the depths of my soul that I know who Jesus is. I met him, praise God, on the road one day. Like old Paul on the road to Damascus, I met Jesus on the way. And praise be to God, I've not been the same since. Glory be to God. He moved into my heart and he sat up on the boat, and praise God, he said he'd never leave me nor forsake me. And I can tell him tonight, praise God, who Jesus is. Bless God, he's the keeper of my soul, he's my Savior, my Lord. But they said in unbelief, who is this man? Who does he think he is? I want to say tonight, he's the God of glory, stepped out of the portals of heaven and came down to earth and dwelt among men. Bless his holy name. Amen. That's who Jesus is tonight. Praise the Lord. He's God of glory. Amen. He's the high supreme God. He's the Savior of the universe. Praise God. If we just admit him. Amen. Amen. He's there to be had. But they said, who is this Jesus? Amen. Whence has this man all this wisdom? They didn't realize, Brother Aaron, he was talking about the Lamb of God. Amen. It was there who created everything that we have. And without him was not anything made that was made. We're living in a world today, they want to do away with Jesus. Amen. They want to get rid of Jesus. Well, praise God, if they want to get rid of Jesus, they'd say no. Well, they want to get rid of everything. Or they want to take everything, they just want to do away with it. Because I tell you tonight, without Jesus, we ain't got nothing. That may not be good English, but praise God, if we don't have the Lord Jesus Christ, we ain't got nothing. That's what's wrong with the world today. Hey, praise God, we're living in a world of nothing, just like these unbelievers, praise God, in Jesus' day. They said, hey, who is this man, Jesus? Amen. He didn't know who he was. But as we look out around the world today, we see all kind of people that don't know who he is. Amen. Hey, these people today, these school-age children all over this county, Buncombe County, praise God, in our back door, that don't know who Jesus is. Amen. They don't know who Jesus is. They don't know who this man is. Amen. They don't know where he came from. They said, where did this fella come from? Where did he get all these marvelous things? I want to say, praise God, he came from the Father on high. And praise God, he was sitting at the right hand of the Father. He laid aside his glory so we could behold him. And he came to where we was. Praise God, manifest in the flesh and dwell among us. Amen. Amen. Took upon himself flesh, and he walked through this world just like me and you walk through this world. Amen. Took upon himself, he had flesh and blood just like me and you. Amen. If you stuck him, he'd bleed. If you pinched him, it hurt. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. That's how real he was. They say, who is this man, Jesus? Said he's the God of glory in the flesh. If they had read hey, if they had paid attention to the prophets, they would have known who he was. Amen. You say, well, preacher, it's sad that these people don't know who Jesus is. It's sad in the day that we're living in that little children don't know who Jesus is. You know whose fault that is? It's our fault. Amen. You say, well, preacher, one of these days that they'll be okay because nobody ever told them, so they'll be okay. They'll just go, just float off into heaven and everything will be all right. It won't happen. Because the Bible says that God was manifest to every man, to mankind. Praise God, and we chose to forget God. Amen. Romans chapter 1 said that we'll stand without excuse for not knowing who Jesus was. The world says, who is this Jesus? The world's saying today, who is this Jesus? He's the precious Lamb of God. Amen. The Savior of the world. The Redeemer of mankind. Amen. He is the one that's an advocate with the Father. He's there on our behalf. Amen. Boy, if we could ever get hooked up with who Jesus is. Amen. If we could ever just get hooked up on who Jesus is. They say, who is he? Where'd he come from? He said, what's he teaching? He said, how's this man teaching these kind of things? Because Jesus knew it all. Amen. Amen. Hey, he stood there as an 11-year-old boy up there in the temple, and he was asking the doctors and the scribes questions, praise God, and he said, what do you think about this? And they were scratching their heads, and they said, well, you know, we don't really know. We ain't ciphered that out yet. I believe Jesus said, well, let me explain it to you.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. Mary and Joseph was on her dirt. They were scurrying around all over the city trying to find him. Praise God, he was up there doing business for the Father. And they said, hey, why have you done this to us? They said, we've looked all over for you. And he said, don't you know I must be about my Father's business? Amen. He said, I'm trying to get these scribes and Pharisees, praise God, straightened out in the Word of God. I'm trying to explain to them more directly, praise God, the precious Word of God. That's who Jesus is. Amen. They never confounded him in one thing. They tried. Oh man, they tried to confound him. They tried to mess him up. They tried to get him bum-fuzzled with their words. When they couldn't get the scribes and the Pharisees, they sent the lawyers. Amen? Sent the lawyers to him with the law, and they said, hey, what do you think about this? And they said, well, what does the Father say? Amen? They said, well, hey, listen, you're saying that we shouldn't pay taxes. Well, he said, well, let me see a penny. And they said, gave him a penny. He said, whose image is this? They said, that's Caesar's. He said, well, praise God. He said, you render to Caesar what's Caesar's and to God what's God's. You know what he done? Praise God. They said, who is he? Where does he get this teaching? He went beyond the education of the world and he went to the throne room of a holy God. And he said, praise God. God's way is the only way. Amen. He taught them. He said, he teaches them one. He said, don't teach like a... Well, he teaches one with authority and not as the scribes. Why? Because he was the authority.
Yeah.
Amen. Everything that we have, praise God, everything that we know is because of him.
Yeah.
Without him, we don't have anything. But praise God, because the precious Lamb of God, because the Lord Jesus Christ, they didn't believe. But I tell you what, I believe, don't you? I believe in a precious Lamb of God. They said, well, how can he have all this knowledge? How can he have all this wisdom? He said, hey, listen. He said, what I've got to tell you. He said, I'm not telling you of myself. He said, I'm just telling you what the Father says. He said, hey, what I've got. Praise God, is fresh news from glory. He said, I just come to tell you what the Father said. Amen. He said, the Father said that he loved you. The Father said he was going to encourage you. The Father said that he had hope for you. The Father said that the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, praise God, was at hand. He said, the Father said, if you reach out and take it, it was there to be had. Amen. He said, that's what the Father said. He said, I ain't got nothing to tell you within myself. He said, let me just tell you what the Father said. Amen. Praise God. Even if they was in unbelief, they wouldn't hear. Amen. I'm glad. Hey, listen, one day, praise God, I opened, the Lord opened my hearing. Amen. Oh, I'm glad one day God opened my hearing and I began to hear for the first time the oracles of God. Amen. No devil tried to scare me to death. That devil tried to scare me away. But glory be to God, God Almighty. He knew where I was at, and one glorious day He come knock on my heart's door and He said, if you'll open unto me, I'll come into you. Brother Charlie, I'll sup with you and you with me. Amen. You'll try throwing open your heart's door one day to Jesus. Hey, you'll find out who Jesus is right quick, fast, and in a hurry. Amen. You throw the door of your heart open and say, gee, ask, invite Him to come in. See, I told you, it's my testimony. I told you I got saved at 14 years old. And I run a lot around in this world trying to find where I belong. Amen. And finally one day, praise God, several years ago, I bowed on an old-fashioned altar. And I said, Lord, I've been doing this a long time by myself, and it ain't working for me. And I said, Lord, I need You to become the Lord and the shepherd of my life. I need You, glory to God, to take over where I've been messing up. I need You to fix those errors. I need You to change me from the inside out. I need You to manifest Yourself in this old vessel of clay. I need the potter's hands to engineer and to design me. Praise God, into that vessel You have me to be. Amen. And boy, that was a turning point in my life. You ought to try it sometime.
Yeah.
Amen. Brother Rex said, submit to God.
Yeah.
Just say, Lord, I want to know who You are. I want You to be who I am. And I ain't going to settle for second best.
Yeah.
You know what's wrong? Well, devil's got us bum-fuzzing. We're settling for second best.
Yeah.
Instead of being what God would make us to, could make us to be. These old fellows, they said, who's teaching you and all this? How in the world can he have all this knowledge? Amen. It comes from the Father. The one that knows it all. Amen. Glory be to God. And they said, well, why does he do this stuff? I said, we know who he is. He's the carpenter's son. Is thus not the carpenter's son? And is not his mother called Mary? And his brethren? Now, this throws the Roman Catholics a curve, don't it? Because they say, well, Mary was an immaculate conception and she never had any more children. They ought to read their Bible. Amen. They didn't know until after Jesus was born. Amen. She was a little Jewish girl just like me and you are boys and girls today. And them little old Jewish girls, they was keeping themselves pure. They was keeping themselves chaste. Amen. Because they was looking for the Messiah. And it said the Messiah was going to be born of a Jewish virgin.
Amen.
So they was a little Jewish girl over there that kept herself pure so that God could use her. I want to say, praise God, listen, you young ladies, keep yourself pure so God can use you. Amen. I told you this morning, pray God, wait on God to send you that may He'd have you to have.
Yeah.
Keep yourself undefiled to your marriage night. And you'll be glad you did. If you'll listen to this old slobbering preacher just this one time, I guarantee you that God will bless you for keeping yourself pure. Amen. Praise the Lord. But they said, hey, listen, we know his mother's Mary, and said his brethren, James and Joseph and Simon and Judas. And oh yeah, by the way, he's got some sisters too. Amen. Let them figure that into their book. It don't fit. Amen. Jesus had brothers and sisters, but he was the first fruit, praise God, from the dead. Amen. He came as born as a Messiah of God. Amen. He was raised up and gave his life for old sinners like me and you. But he didn't stay dead. Amen. Jesus, on that third and appointed day, praise God, the grave began to shake, the earth began, and Jesus came out of there, praise God. The grave was opened up, and Jesus came out victorious over death and the grave. Bless His holy name. That's who Jesus is. But they said, who is this Jesus? Where does he get all this teaching from? What does he know about it? Did we know who he is? No, they hadn't a clue. They're like most of the world, a lot of people sitting in Baptist churches today, they don't have a clue who Jesus is. Amen. You say, how do you know, Pastor? Because if we knew who Jesus was, praise God, we'd get more excited, praise God. Amen. We'd be excited about who He is. We'd be excited, praise God, when we know that the sweet Spirit of God through, because the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, came into our presence. He said, when he went to go out of here, he said, listen, said, I've got to go away. He said, it's expedient for you that I go away. It's needful. He said, but if I go away, amen, Brother Mike, he said, I'm going to send a comforter. Now, this is where I like it. He said, I'm going to send a comforter to you. Amen. Yeah. Hey, you know what he done? He took that praise God that was out there and he made it personal. He said, hey, I can't be with you everywhere right now, but praise God, I'm going to send you a comforter from the throne of grace. Praise God, the Spirit of God, and he's going to be with you, and he's going to be in you. Amen. Amen. That gets bigger than I am. I told somebody the other night, we was talking to this lady, and I said, hey, listen, I don't understand all that. How the Spirit of God, amen, the very Spirit and essence of God, amen, could be in me and dwell in me. Amen. He come in, took his shoes off. He's made up residence. Yeah. Amen. If you're a child of God this evening, he made residence. He took up residence in yourself. Yeah. You're bearing the Spirit of God with you wherever you go. Yeah. Kind of makes you want to watch where you go. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Kind of check things out. Make sure you're not going somewhere you oughtn't to go. Because you're carrying the Spirit of God with you. Amen. Praise the Lord. But they said, we don't know. We know who he is. They hadn't a clue. Most of the world today that's trying to push him away, trying to get rid of him, they don't have a clue who he is. But they know something about that name. Amen. They know something about that name, Jesus, praise God. When people get around and they begin to talk about Jesus, praise God, they can't sit still and they get all squirmy and squeamish. Amen. They begin to wiggle and squirm around. Amen. When somebody starts talking about that name, Jesus, praise God, they were in unbelief. They didn't believe what he wanted to do. See, the Bible said he came to seek and to save that was lost. They said, what's he going to do? He's got all this knowledge. What's he going to do with it? Jesus said, I came to seek and to save that was lost. He said, I'm going to take the knowledge from glory, amen, and the love from glory, and the compassion from glory, and the knowledge of God. And he said, I come to seek and to save those that are lost. Amen. But they were in unbelief. They didn't believe who he was. See, if they had ever believed who he was, they could have been saved. Hey, listen, we can't be saved till we believe who he is. Amen. That he is the precious Messiah of God. He's the anointed one of God. He's that one that's sent forth to be the propitiation, that price of sin for me and you. Boy, when we ever get a hold of that and we get that locked in, not in our heads. I believe a whole lot of us got it locked up in our head. We know who Jesus is. We've read the book. Preachers told me who he is, but we ain't got a personal relationship. He's not in our heart. But praise be to God, you get that relationship in your heart. Praise God, something happens. Makes a difference. But they said, hey, who is he? And they said, he said, I came to seek and to save the lost. Amen. Those that's sliding off in here. He said, I come to heal the brokenhearted. Amen. He said, those out there, praise God, that's broken by this old world. Those that have mamas and daddies, those grandmas and grandpas, those children, praise God, that's got a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Amen. He said, hey, I come to where they're at. I know what they're going through. Praise God, I've been there myself. And I come to them, praise God, to lift them up out of that and to show them the magnificent love of God. Amen. Praise God. They were in unbelief. They couldn't receive that. They couldn't receive that God had them. He said, I come to take care of those broken hearts. He said, I came to mend up those that were wounded. Amen. Those that's been wounded in the battle. Those that have fell by the wayside in the battle. He said, I come along. As I praise God, I can say, hey, look, you know I love you. And I can encourage you. And I can show you the way. And by the way, praise God, just because I can help you on the way. I can show you, praise God. But I don't only want to show you. I want to help you to go the way you need to go. Amen. Amen. They were in unbelief. They didn't believe none of that. He was right there. But I want to say today, he's right there today, and there's a whole lot of people that don't believe who he is. They don't believe what he's able to do. Amen. And they're missing out. Amen. Bible said they didn't know who he was. They thought they knew who he was, but they were in unbelief. Verse 57 said, and they were offended in him. They were offended in Jesus. They were offended by him, what he did. They was offended by who he was. They was offended by the wisdom he had. They was offended by the works that he done. They were offended by the words that he shared. Amen. They were offended. A lot of people today in the world is offended because of Jesus. Amen. They're offended because Jesus. Amen. Hey, listen. There's a lot of people sitting in the Baptist church today offended because Jesus. Because Jesus, through the Holy Spirit of God, says, you know, this is right and this is wrong. And because the life that we're living, our lifestyle, praise God, don't line up with God. So they're offended. Amen. They get mad at God because they're not living right. Two-thirds of the people today, and hey, I'm just a messenger. Hey, I love every one of you with all my heart. And I just preach to you what I preach because that's what God gives me to preach. Hey, I'm just a mailman. Don't shoot the mailman. Amen. I love yous. If I didn't, hey, I would just preach wealth and health. Praise God. You're all good people. You look good with your smiles on. Hey, I'm good. Just paint you right into glory. Amen. Put you in the portals of grace. Amen. You're just a fine person. Hey, there's nothing in you that's wrong. There's no error in your life. You're going to be fine. You just keep doing what you're doing. You enjoy life. Praise God. And just walk your way right into heaven. And you'll miss it by a broad way. Amen. But because I love you, praise God, I'm going to tell you what Jesus said.
Yes,
I'm going to tell you what God said. I'm going to tell you what God says can help you. I'm going to tell you what God said will make this church thrive. I'm going to tell you what God said will make unity in the house of God. I'm going to tell you what will make people, brothers and sisters, come together in the love of Christ to love one another, to care for one another, to have compassion for one another, to run, praise God, for Jesus, for one another.
Amen.
We don't get caught up in self and say, you know, look, it's just about me. Hey, listen, your pastor, it's not about me. I'm just a servant unto you. Amen. I'm nothing. Amen. Just a servant of the Lord for you. I'm here for you. Amen. That's why, hey, it don't bother me when you have needs. It don't bother me when you call me and say, I need you to pray. It don't bother me when you text me at 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night and say, preacher, please pray. It don't bother me. That's my, hey, glory to God. I'm like, oh, Brother Paul, that's what God put me here for.
Amen.
I love you, praise God. I want to be there for you. I want to tell you the truth. I want to lift you up, praise God, when the devil's beating you down. Amen. Praise the Lord. But they said they didn't believe who Jesus was. I believe every person in here tonight believes who Jesus is. Amen. But the Bible said, hey, listen, he said a prophet is not without honor, saving his own country and his own house. He said, everywhere I go and preach, the crowds throng me. They want to hear what I've got to say. And they did. Thousands would line up. Jesus pulled up on the shoreline of Galilee, right down below Capernaum. There's a long beach that goes down to, praise God, to the water. And he pulled up one day. Peter was washing out his debt. He said, hey, son, need to borrow your boat. Old Peter said, well, Lord, whatever you need. Got on old Peter's boat and he said, push out a little bit. And he pushed out. Jesus stood up in that boat and he began to teach. And the Bible said those shorelines of Capernaum were lined up. I can just see it in my mind, that sloping hill that goes up and that water behind him like a magnificent amphitheater. And the Lord Jesus cries, because he cares for me and you and he cared for them. Praise God, he stood up in that boat and he proclaimed the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. He proclaimed the death, burial, and resurrection. He proclaimed a kingdom, praise God, that God had prepared for those that were prepared for a kingdom. Amen. Thousands, I can just see thousands of them just pile up on those shores as he preached the gospel out of old Peter's boat. I want to tell you, praise God, when you're a servant of God and you try to do that that's pleasing to him, there's always reward. When he got done preaching, he dismissed the people. And he said, Peter said, why don't you just cast out a little bit, let down your net for a draught. He said, Lord, you don't understand. So I've toiled all night, me and my bud partners here. So we ain't caught a fish. He said, well, just let down your net. Said, old Peter said, well, that's your word. He said, I'll just let her down. He said, hey, you just let her down. Old Peter, Bible said, he swooped that big old net down, that big old fishing net. Said, praise God, when he went to pull her up, he couldn't even pull it up. Said, it's full of great fishes. Amen. He said he had to holler. He had to holler at his partners because his net began to break. And he said, John said, James, bring your boat. My boat's sinking. I caught too many fish. The net's breaking. Hurry. Amen. Why? Because he's a servant of God. Amen. And praise God when he's just obedient with a little bit. But God says when you're faithful with a little, God will bless you with a lot. Amen. He said, hey, listen. He said, they took those fishes and they began to fill their boats to the boats began to sink. Amen. Old Peter got to thinking about it. He said, glory to God. I ain't got nowhere to put. He said, we ain't even got nowhere to throw another fish. And he fell down in front of the Lord. He said, hey, Lord. He said, I don't even deserve to be here. I'm a sinful man. And the Lord said, yeah, but said, you made yourself available, Peter. Glory be to God. He said, that's all I ask, praise God. Make yourself available. He said, I'll bless your purpose. Amen. But they didn't get the blessings because they was in unbelief. Amen. The prophets and said, hey, he said, that you don't honor the prophet. You don't get the blessings. Praise the Lord. But in Amos 58, I'm going to quit right here. Verse 58. He said, and they did not many way, and he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. I can see him in Nazareth. He's up there on the hill. You overlook, magnificent place. You ever get to go to Jerusalem or ever get to go over, you ought to go to Nazareth. Magnificent place. We got to go down there to Mary's well where they said Mary would go down there every day and go into a little cave like that and drill and draw water from that well. And boy, I tell you, it's a special place. I got to thinking about that when I was over there. Boy, I had to tie me down with a straitjacket. I got to thinking about Mary, a mother of Jesus, going down there with little Jesus at her side. Amen. She goes, she goes down there every day to that well to go draw water. And I believe little Jesus went down there with her for a while. And I believe one day, praise God, he may have looked at her and said, Mama, he said, why do you come down here every day to draw water? She says, call, son, it's our sustenance. It's what we got to have. Hey, this water is what keeps us alive. He said, hey, let me tell you, Mama, about some living waters. He said, there's living waters from the throne of grace. And if you'll take of those, you'll never be thirsty. Yeah. Amen. Glory be to God. But they said that because of their unbelief that he couldn't do no mighty works. Let me just tell you, Jesus desired. Hey, it was his hometown. It was his own little city. And praise God, he had desires to bless that place. He had desires to pour out blessings. He had desires, praise God, in his heart. Amen. That he would manifest to the people. But because of unbelief, they didn't receive those blessings. Amen. They missed out on the blessings from the throne of grace. Because there's unbelief. But you know what? It's the same thing today. Just a different century, same scenario. People are missing out today. Blessings from the throne of grace because they don't realize who Jesus is. Amen? They don't realize what He wants to do. They're missing out on great blessings. They were missing out on seeing Him move into town. They were missing out on seeing Him heal the sick that were afflicted and raising them, praise God, into hell. They missed out on seeing Him touching the blind and having them to see. They missed out, praise God, on Him touching the crippled man and making him walk. They missed out, praise God, and seeing that one that was lame and his feet had been there for a long time. Touch that person and see him leap up and praise in God's name. They missed out because they were in unbelief. I believe today the church is missing out, youngins, because we're in unbelief. We don't believe what God can do because we don't believe who Jesus is. Jesus is the precious Lamb of God that came to this world for me and you. Amen. The Bible said He did not many great works. He may have done a few small things. Amen. You say, how do you know that? Because there's probably a few people there. He had some family there and stuff. But you know, James didn't believe, truly believe that Jesus was the Messiah until after the resurrection. Amen. Amen. He was his half-brother. And he didn't believe till after the resurrection. But I bet he pondered some things in his mind. You know what? He said, you know what? There was always something strange about that half-brother of mine. Amen. He never got in trouble like the rest of us boys. Seemed like he was always doing everything right. Amen. Mom and Joseph was always pleased with him. Amen. In the carpenter shop, seemed like his hands, just whatever he touched, just turned into something. Amen. He said, I always wondered. But I believe there was some there that got blessed because they believed who Jesus was. Amen. There was one here and he's one. But you know, today in the world that we live in, there's one here and he's one there that's getting blessed and getting encouragement and getting help and getting hope and getting encouragement. Amen. In the things of the Lord. Because they believe who Jesus is. Son, I tell you what, if we believe who Jesus is, then we know. He said, I have all power. Amen. Dynamos, explosive power. The power that'll reach out and get things done. Ask Brother Bill. Dynamite's powerful stuff. He said, I've got explosive power, praise God, like dynamite. He said, hey, what, if we ever get a hold of that right there, man, you'll take you a lap. And they'll have to catch you, praise God, with straight jackets. They'll think you're loony as can be. Yeah. He said he's got explosive power. He's got power, praise God, that he wants to give to you. And he said it's explosive power. He said the power he's got to give you, you can't contain it. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, listen. He said he'll give you so much of his power that you can't put it in a bottle. Yeah. Why, what, you said, well, preacher, what would do with it? Praise God, you just go exploding everywhere. Amen. You'd be like one of these firecrackers. Praise the Lord. You just be going along and all of a sudden your little fuse will go off. And you'll just be popping off everywhere. Why? Because you recognize who Jesus is and what He wants to do for you, what blessings He has for you. Because you recognize who Jesus is. Amen. Who's Jesus tonight in your mind? I know a lot of people, a big denomination in this world, but they think he's a man hanging on a cross. Huh? They think if they can just get a piece of that wood, of that old cross, they've got them a treasure. They ain't got nothing but a piece of wood. Amen? There's a lot of people today say, hey, you know, if I can just get a piece of his garment, all you've got a piece of cloth. Amen? But what we need is we've got to have the real thing. We've got to have the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got to realize, we've got to come out of unbelief and realize who He is so that He can man Himself. Who is Jesus Christ tonight? He's the Messiah of God. He's the Holy One of God. He's the Anointed One of God. He's the High and Holy God tonight. Sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for little sinners like me and you. Glory to His name. I tell you, young, we're blessed. We've got a blessed hope in Christ. And we should never, ever be ashamed of that name. Amen. If anything, the world ought to be ashamed that they don't know who Jesus is. But praise God, if we ever get a hold and hooked up to know who Jesus is, He can begin to do those. He said He couldn't do many mighty works in Nazareth because they're unbelief. But if we ever get hooked up with Him and we realize who He is and we believe on Him, He'll begin to pour out blessings. He'll give out help, and He'll pass out hope, and He'll give out that encouragement that we need to be a child of God, to help us through this journey of life, and to help us to go through it and come out victorious, shouting His praises on the other side.